You're listening to You've Got This, episode 109. Hey there, and welcome to You've Got This, a podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. As an avid reader and writer, I'm thrilled that this episode of You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for all books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. So make sure to check out their catalog to see if you can find your next great read. On this episode, I want to talk a little bit about embracing going down a rabbit hole. And this is definitely part of the playfully experimenting part of the radical self-trust philosophy, where you just spend some time on something that you're not quite sure how to do. And maybe through like YouTube tutorials or other means, you try to figure it out. So of course, I have an example of this. And this is something I've worked on very recently. And you may have seen the results of it if you are following me on Instagram. And let me tell you a little bit about it and how I kind of fell into this rabbit hole. So first, I should say I was inspired to work on this project because I follow an account on Instagram called Wandering Aimfully. And this is something I probably talked about a little bit on the show before, but this is a business with Caroline and Jason Zook, and they have a really beautiful Instagram account. And one of the things that they have done on their Instagram account, if you know anything about Instagram, when you look at someone's profile, they have what is called a grid, which is where you can see all of their photos kind of aligned and displayed in one place. And Caroline, who's an artist, has taken their grid and kind of integrated it so that it looks like one big picture. And I will link to their account on the show notes so you can take a look at this if you want. But I reached out to Caroline the other day just saying, are you ever going to show a tutorial about how to do this? Because it's so cool kind of how what they've done. And it looks kind of like one big map of their posts. And I just love the way that it looked. So that happened. And she said that she was going to put something together. But I love the way that that looked. And I was so inspired by it. And then I also saw someone else posting about a kind of abstract art where you can basically create these square pieces of art and you design them in such a way that if you reorganize the squares into a different kind of puzzle, they will always match on any side. So if you think about you have, you know, for example, 9 squares, you do art on each of the individual squares so that you can kind of mix and match them in different orders and they will match. I don't know if this is making sense. You may have to go look on these Instagram grids to have it be less of an abstract thing for you. But it kind of blew my mind, to be completely honest. Like, this is something that I was looking at it and I'm like, how does this even work? That you can like have this be something that you post on Instagram and that it's all kind of integrated like this. Now, some of you might be listening to this and thinking like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's so easy and you can wrap your brains around it in like 2 seconds. And this is just kind of a part of my brain that does not function well, I'll be completely honest. So this morning I was like, you know, I want to try this. I want to see if I can do this on my Instagram grid because I feel like my Instagram, I've really been focusing on Instagram stories, which is the like 24 hours posting of short videos and clips and things. And I don't always post to my grid. Like, it's just not something that I have put a lot of time into. And I feel like the grid is so permanent and I hadn't really figured out a sense of like style of what I wanted to be in the grid. And so I was always hesitant about what I wanted to post there. And every once in a while I'll go in and clean it up by just like deleting posts because I don't like how it looks. So I thought, you know, let me see if I can try to figure this out. So let me take you through some of the steps that I went through. First, I went into Canva. And I thought, well, let me tell you, first I went into YouTube and I'm like, can I find any like tutorials about how to create this abstract art? And then I was like, this is going to be too complicated. And so I set that aside and I just went into Canva and I started messing around. And Canva, if you have not heard me talk about it before, is a place where you can create all different kinds of social media art. There's a bunch of templates in there. I create a lot of my slide decks for talks that I give and stuff in Canva. I am a heavy power user of Canva. It's also where I created the workbooks for the Sotal by Design course and a lot of other things that I create. So I went into Canva and I thought, what if I just create a 9-part grid and I'll worry about how to like crop it later. But the typical posts on Instagram are 1080 by 1080. So I thought, what if I just multiply that by three and I'll do, you know, like a nine-part grid, and I'll design the whole grid of those nine parts, and then I'll like cut it apart and put it up on Instagram. So this was my original idea. So I went into Canva and I found a way to basically kind of mark out where the grid would be. And those were lines that I eventually removed later. And then I took a bunch of like abstract circles and shapes and chose four base colors and rearranged those circles and shapes into one of these grids of the nine parts that I would put together on Canva. Then what I did is I basically made two of those that looked slightly different, that had different bases in terms of like what the shapes were and how they were kind of laid out. Hopefully this is making sense as I'm describing it. And then what I did just to make it super easy is I copied each one of those and then I rotated it around so that it looked slightly different in kind of four different versions of that original one that I had created. So I ended up with eight different backgrounds from two original kind of abstract arty things that I had created. Again, you may have to go look at this on Instagram in order to have it completely make sense, but this is the rabbit hole that I fell into this morning. So once I had that done, I started to fill in on top of those kind of abstract art backgrounds things like copies of my book or things that I knew I wanted to talk about on Instagram. So I had like a computer with a screen that had an image of Sotal by Design in it. I had the branding for the different podcasts that I have, like Make Your Way, which is releasing soon, and I knew I wanted to talk about that. And some of them I had just an image of myself, like a headshot, so that I could be incorporating images of myself into the feed also. And I just started kind of playing and totally fell into a flow state, totally fell down a rabbit hole of trying to kind of just place these things in ways that I thought would be kind of interesting. So hours later, I'll be honest with you, hours later, I kind of had it in a way that I thought could work. And basically what this was 72 individual posts that I could eventually put on Instagram. Now, I put up the first nine today, just so you can kind of see what I'm talking about and so I could make sure it was working. But that means I still have a really large number of posts, like 2 months worth of posts already created in terms of at least the images that I want to use. So once I had those figured out, then I had to go about figuring out how to crop them. And I don't have a lot of image cropping software on my computer. So I first started with just the basic stuff I had on my Mac and it wasn't working. So I started Googling around and I tried a few different things. And there was a couple Instagram apps that supposedly had what they call a splitter function that would allow you to split one large image into nine, and I could make it work. And then finally, I stumbled upon an app called Nine Cuts, which is basically exactly what I needed, which is you put in an image, it cuts it into nine things, and it lets you kind of drop those images directly into Instagram. And that is like why the app was created. So once I figured that out and I was able to kind of pull the image, put it into my phone, upload it into this app and divide it into nine things, then I just started writing captions for each of those nine images so that I could drop them into Instagram and make sure everything was functioning and that it was going to work well. But I'm so excited with how it turned out, and I'm so glad that I took the time to go down this rabbit hole. It was totally not what I was planning on doing today. I had a lot of other things on my list that I wanted to get done. But this was one of those things that had been in the back of my mind for a long time, and I really wanted to be utilizing my Instagram account in a better way and seeing if I could, you know, get more followers there. And it was just one of those things I had been neglecting. So going down this rabbit hole just felt very good. And of course, once I posted these nine postings and kind of directed people to look at my grid and give me some feedback, I've already gotten a ton of comments and people interacting with those posts more than they normally would. So that's been really exciting too. So basically, this is an episode encouraging you to go down that rabbit hole and to not feel guilty about it if you spend more time than you had originally thought. but you get a cool outcome and you learn something new and you get to basically put some more skills into your bag of tricks of the kinds of things that you're working with. So thanks so much for listening to this episode of You've Got This. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Think, Write, Revise. I'm Katie Linder. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Don't forget that if you're looking for a good book, You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.